What's up, everybody? Another day, another dollar. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, and these are the top five things to know today on Wall Street. Let's get it started off with number one. It's Veterans Day in the U.S., so that means no major economic data releases, and the Treasury market is closed, so it's all eyes on equities. On to number two. Stocks are set for a higher open this morning as optimism around a COVID-19 vaccine continued to drive investors into risk assets. The Dow futures were pointing to a gain of about 200 points. Futures on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were also indicating a positive Wednesday start for the two indexes, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ up by around 1%. So that means tech is joining in on the rally after selling off for two straight days. The pre-market moves follow a mixed performance for the major averages on Tuesday. The Dow jumped 260 points, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both ended lower as this week's rotation out of technology stocks and into value names continued. Value stocks, which are typically companies that are more sensitive to economic cycles, have been soaring since Pfizer's announcement on Monday of positive data from its coronavirus vaccine trial. On to number three. Goldman Sachs lifted its year-end 2020 S&P 500 target by 4% to 3,700 points, citing the aforementioned Pfizer vaccine announcement and Joe Biden's U.S. election win. Furthermore, it sees the S&P 500 hitting 4,300 at year-end 2021, a 21% jump from Tuesday's closing levels. Earlier in the week, just a reminder, JP Morgan said that it sees the S&P 500 hitting 4,000 points by early 2021. On to number four. The earnings calendar is lacking in star quality on Wednesday. One standout, however, is Lemonade, the online home insurer backed by SoftBank that went public back in July. Analysts are expecting $14.6 billion in revenue, but a 64 cent per share loss on the earnings front. Lemonade shares are down 5% since its IPO. Just a heads up, folks, I highlighted three retail sector winners you should own as the group gets set to report their latest financial results for my new Wednesday post. The three names covered are expected to post impressive year-over-year earnings and revenue growth, so go check that out on investing.com later on. And finally, number five, keep your eyes on Alibaba shares today as the Chinese e-commerce giant holds its annual Singles Day shopping extravaganza. According to Alibaba, orders on its e-commerce platforms have already exceeded a record-breaking $56 billion by early Wednesday morning. Despite the news, Baba stock is down 2% in pre-market trade after Beijing unveiled new antitrust regulations on internet companies. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everybody, and may the trading gods be with you.